Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's Only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. Jacksonville ranks in the top third in the country for our spirit of volunteering and giving back. Today, I'm joined by the organization that connects volunteers to opportunities, also known as Hands on Jacksonville. I'm talking to the president and CEO of Hands on Jacksonville, Leanne Daddario. Leanne, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell me about Hands on Jacksonville. We've spoken with you guys in the past, but it's always good to let our listeners know about your organization and what you do.
Yeah. Thank you for having me again. Hands on Jacksonville has been in the community 45 years. Some folks may remember it formerly as Volunteer Jacksonville. We are an affiliate of Points of Light, which was started 3 decades ago by President Bush 41, and has now become the largest service and volunteer organization in the world. We're now in 36 countries. Hands on Jacksonville covers all 5 counties here in Northeast Florida, and we connect volunteers with the community. So it could be individuals that want to go to our website and find thousands of volunteer opportunities. It can be corporations that have, their employees that want to get involved. We do it in many different ways, and we can connect volunteers to other nonprofits to help build capacity for those nonprofits as well, too.
Basically, what you're saying is if someone wants to volunteer and they're trying to figure out where in the world do I go, right? What do I do? You match that volunteer with an organization.
Absolutely. And so we do trainings. We match you with a volunteer opportunity. We can groom you to be a project leader, which is kind of a leadership position on a volunteer project for people that want to take it to the next level, per se. And we also have a program called Blueprint for Leadership, which takes it even further than project leader. It's a 6-month program where we teach people how to serve on a governing nonprofit board.
Lots of education there.
Lots of education.
Because someone may think, oh, it's simple. I can just go in and do it. But really learning how to do it is the key.
You know, the world of volunteerism has become really professionalized. And you're exactly right. There's a method of madness to what we do. It's not easy to show up for a volunteer project where you have 50 folks that you don't know, and you have to manage them. So there's some leadership in that, right? How do you get the work actually done? What do you do if too few people show up? What do you do if too many people show up? What do you do in inclement weather? So believe it or not, there's many different facets to volunteering. And so we want people to do it the right way because we know that if people have a good experience, they will come back and volunteer again. But if they have a bad experience, they won't come back and volunteer again. And as a community, we rank in the nation in the top third for volunteerism. So we have a culture that already exists here for service, which is an amazing thing because it really speaks to the quality of life in Jacksonville. But sometimes people don't know how to get involved. And like, for instance, if you've just moved to town, you don't know your nonprofit community. How would I plug into that? So yeah, we do all of that and more.
I know you guys also recently participated in a telethon. Am I right?
Don't get me started because I'm so jazzed.
I want to get
this.
You started on this
and
one.
It doesn't
Tell
take much
it.
To put me over the top to start with. So, yes, we had a telethon earlier this week, and you can still pledge hours. It was not a telethon to raise money, although we'll take your financial, donation if you'd like. But what we did was we did it on Giving Tuesday, which is a national giving day. But what we asked the audience was we wanted them to commit a pledge of volunteering for 2017. So in the time of giving, rather than give money, give maybe a more valuable asset, which is your time. How will you give to your community in 2017? And I wanted the audience to kind of see it a little bit differently. I said, listen, if you've never volunteered, just commit to 50 hours, 1 hour a week next year. That's 30 minutes less at Starbucks or 30 minutes less of TV. It's very attainable. And then I said, think about some things that maybe you're already doing that you're not thinking are volunteering. You're helping out on your child's sports team. You're in your child's classroom. You're taking your elderly neighbor to the grocery store because they can't drive. You're volunteering in your church. You're on the praise and worship team. Whatever that looks like, you are probably engaged some way, shape, form, or fashion, and you just don't know it. And you need to think a little bit about how many hours you might have, and then call and pledge those for 2017. Because I always say, service is not something you do. Service is a lifestyle. And to live in a community where you already know that we're in the top third of the country for service, you're serving along other people that, you know, we've just come out of a contentious election where I say, you know, we vote for a president every 4 years, but when you go to volunteer, you vote for the kind of community that you want every day. Mm-hmm. So let me follow this up. You can, so the goal was 100,000 hours, right? And we did this last year and it was phenomenally successful. And we raised 95,000 hours. And I can't tell you the kind of stories that come in. I'm going to translate books into Braille for people that can't read. I have that talent. Holy cow. You know, like I had no idea. You can still go to www.handsonjacksonville.org. And on our front page, you'll see, I just looked at it this morning, we're now over 95,000 hours. We're like 95, 133 or something. And we'll run the campaign through the end of the year. And you can still pledge your hours for 2017. You can find a volunteer opportunity on our calendar and you can get plugged in. And outside of serving, you get to meet cool people. You get to pay it forward. I told somebody yesterday, you know, folks are in need all over this town. And it's become a very cliche statement about helping people. But the reality of it is, whether you're elderly, whether you're homeless, whether you're a child and you're in pain over your situation, all you can see is your pain. And when somebody that you don't know shows up in your life to help, serve a meal, whatever it may be, you don't forget those kinds acts of kindness. I mean, it's just an investment in humanity. See, I told you I could go on and on.
That's fine. We like it. More than 95,000 hours.
Yes.
So you gave an interesting example. I didn't even realize it makes sense that that's a thing that people need to do from words that people, seeing people read to Braille.
Right. Who would know?
Right.
Who would know? And what I love about that example is, you know, people tend to default to the traditional, okay, well, I'll go serve food at the homeless shelter. And that's great. But there are so many other opportunities to volunteer that maybe you wouldn't think of. And it's my job to connect you, to think differently about it, and to make it into something manageable for 2017.
And you said make it into something manageable, because if it doesn't appear manageable, you kind of get a little fear and you won't do it.
I don't want you to be overwhelmed in it. I want you to see how easy it can be, and I want you to fall in love with service to your community.
I know another thing that you guys recently took part in was something that happens every year, a visit from St. Nicholas.
Yeah. This is a very cool day. We've been doing this about 14 years now. We serve this year we had served about 5,000 children in Title I elementary schools, which means, Title I means that about 75% of those children are on free or reduced lunch. And we pack backpacks. We did that a couple of weeks ago with books, because most of these children do not only have any books to call their own, but they have no books in their home. And so my own son, we did reading time till third grade. So I can't even comprehend what this looks like. And so we backpack these backpacks. We do this in multiple counties. We show up and we decorate classrooms the night before. It's a total surprise to the kids. There's tinsel all over their floor. Saint Nick comes and he reads the Saint Nick book to them. And there's a backpack on every child's desk. So every child gets served. Nobody waits in line for something. And I can't tell you how excited they are. They just, they have no idea, you know, especially the younger ones. And so, and then we ask the teachers for them to write thank you notes back to the sponsors. And they are the cutest thank you notes you have ever seen. They're like, I read this book to my younger brother or sister. You know, we have one corporate sponsor that brings a stuffed pony, and kids write about the stuffed pony all day long. They do that in addition to what we put in the backpacks. The little cards that we get are so cute, and it is an amazing program. And if somebody still wants to give, because we collect donations year round, you can go to our website, and again on that front page you can purchase a backpack for $25. So you can purchase, you know, four for a hundred or whatever it is that you might be interested in. Again, it's that gift of service where you get nothing in return that you know will help an individual. So children are special. Yeah, it's a great program.
I think you do get something in return. You get the feeling to help others because that's a wonderful feeling.
Well, absolutely. You know, you're sowing the seeds of paying forward where somebody along the way has been kind to you. You didn't forget it. And maybe all they said to you is, there's no thank you required, pay it forward. That's every human's responsibility as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
Now, there's an event coming up. We just talked about two events that were in the past. This one, I have to say, I think I'm coming.
Yeah.
Wine on the River. I like the theme. It speaks to me.
Okay.
Tell me
about this, folks, one. This is so fun. You have to be there. So, you hear my voice? You need to talk into your phone, write it down on your calendar, whatever, make a mental note, tell the children to hush. December the 10th, Saturday, December the 10th, Wine on the River is just as it sounds. It will be in the Friendship Fountain area. It backs up right to the river. We will have over 60 wines. You get a passport book. It runs from 3 until 7 p.m., and you take your passport and you try wine all day. Hello. The weather's getting cooler, right? So, girls, break out your boots, your scarves, and your cute sweaters. And the lights go down about 5:30, 6 o'clock now. So the city of Jacksonville lights up. You will be in this gorgeous backdrop. This is a new event to the Jacksonville market that we will continue to do. But let me tell y'all, this happens in about five other cities across the nation. And it started in Nashville, and I was there in September to see it. 3,000 people show up. It sells out. They cut it off. And it is such a fun thing. Now, so you can go to Wine on the River Jacksonville, and you can purchase a ticket. Right now, I still think they're $45, but you know, if you wait till day of, they get more expensive. So, you know, it behooves you to go early. Here's what I need, though. Outside of attendance, I need volunteers. And I need you to volunteer. So we need like 100 to 115 volunteers. This is the funnest volunteer job ever. You get to pour wine. Come on. Who doesn't want to do that? So you pour wine. So you get to meet a bunch of fun people. You get to, you'll get some training before you do this from the wine vendor. So you'll learn a little bit about the wine as well, too. There's no sneaking or partaking on the side, folks. But it's a great volunteer opportunity. So you must be 21. I should say that. So students that might be listening, unless you're in college, we have to have 21-year-olds to volunteer at this point. But there might be some college students that, you know, those requirements work. But yeah, so I need a, you can go to www.handsonjacksonville.org. You can search that calendar on December the 10th. You'll see the Wine on the River opportunity and you sign up there. So we need help.
That just sounds like such an
awesome
opportunity.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. Because we'll have like Spanish wines, we'll have Chilean wines, we'll have Californian wines, we'll have South African wines. We'll have wines from all over the country, which is why you get this passport, which is kind of cool. And therefore, you don't miss any either.
Yeah, I like that. And coming up next year, I understand you guys are in full planning mode for MLK Service Day. Tell me about this.
This is the third year that we are doing this. So I don't know if any of your listeners may have seen some of the coverage in the past. This is 1,000 volunteers, 20 different service projects all over the city. And each project has a different feel. So some are an environmental project. Some were elderly projects. Some were school projects. They all have different themes. We partner with United Way and Wells Fargo, and we get out on a day of service. MLK is a big day of service, and we once again give back to the community. It's amazing what gets accomplished.
So tell me about some of the service projects that they could possibly be a part of on that day.
Well, so we do school beautification projects. We've done nature beautification projects. The one that we did last year, we're elderly. We went in and painted and helped fix up kind of a senior center where they play cards and bingo and, you know, all those kinds of things. We've done multiple things in the past around MLK. Everything is different. Sometimes we're working with a nonprofit, and sometimes, like I mentioned, you know, we're in a park or we're in a school. So it's not only a multiple variety of projects, but it's a multiple different sectors of the community that get served in Martin Luther King Day. It's a really fun day. We kick it off with a big pep rally at Edward Waters College to get people all excited. And then everybody kind of goes their way to their various projects.
Tell me about the Celebrate Good Festival.
Well, this is where we really celebrate you, the volunteer. This happens in April every year, and we have a community-wide festival, again, down at Friendship Fountain. And what we want to do, it's a free event. It's underwritten by sponsors. We want you to come out and just enjoy the festival. We want to celebrate the faith volunteer. We want to celebrate the individual volunteer. We want to celebrate the student volunteer, the corporate volunteer. However you're volunteering, we want to say thank you. What we do is we invite a bunch of nonprofits out, and they each have a table or a booth, and we ask each of them to do a small volunteer project. So, one year we made 500 or 600 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for City Rescue Mission, right? You can start to learn about another organization, right? Because we know if you're a true volunteer, you're volunteering in several different places. You can do a very quick, easy volunteer project while you're on site. Obviously, we've got food and music out there, but we also want you to learn about some other organizations. And once again, you can serve very quickly, and you can do something at the festival that you know will get delivered to another nonprofit in town.
Celebrate good.
Celebrate, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're celebrating the good of you, the volunteer. That's why it's named that.
And I also understand that you guys have partnered with Papa John's. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so Papa John's, you know, we've had a relationship with them for many years. And we have, you can call our office, 904-332-6767. We have these little, they look like business cards. And they're 40% off coupons that work through August of next year. I just used this over the weekend, right? We were decorating for the holidays. I was exhausted. I'm like, I'm not cooking, right? So it's great. It works at any Papa John's here locally in Northeast Florida. And we get 10% of those proceeds back to Hands on Jacksonville. So Papa John's has been a great partner with us, and they expanded their partnership this year. They're a big partner with us in St. Nick that we talked a little bit about, but this is a great deal, 40% off pizza. This is, you know, who doesn't like pizza? And, you know, you're just so dang tired, and yeah, cheap, 40% off. It's a great deal.
You know you're going to order pizza, whether it's the weekend or one of those weekdays where you are exhausted and the kids say, I want pizza, and you give in and you say yes.
Right. Or like when my son was little, you know, we did, because kids are kind of picky, we did pizza birthday parties. I mean, you order a bunch of cheese and pepperoni pizzas, and it was easy. So, yeah, our sports team or whatever, this is a great deal. So, yeah, we'd love to give you some Papa John's cards. Absolutely.
And I also see that there's a code if you order online.
Yes.
H-O-J, as in Hands on Jacksonville, 4010.
That's exactly what it is, H-O-J 4010. So that you don't technically have to have the card, but yeah, you can use the code and get your discount, and you can help us out.
At the same time.
That's right. Love it.
I like that. A little nutrition and help as well.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to add, Leanne?
You know, all I would say is that I'm privileged to do this work. I am privileged to do this work. I have a corporate America background, and when I lay my head down on the pillow at night, I know that what I am doing is making a difference in somebody's life. The human spirit is a resilient thing, and gratitude runs deep and wide in this community. And for me to have the kind of job that I have, to connect your listeners to those kind of opportunities, to have those kind of experiences, to teach your children what service means, I feel privileged and honored to do what I do.
Tell us one more time how they can get more information about Hands on Jacksonville.
Well, the easiest way is probably online. So it's www.handsonjacksonville.org. We're also on Facebook, so you can look us up. We're on Twitter, Hands on Jacksonville. You can look us up. So social media is the easiest. You can certainly call into our office. Again, that number is 904-332-6767. But there's multiple ways to reach out and contact us, and we'll get back with you.
Sounds good, Leanne. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
This was fun.
And thank you as well for joining us this morning on Hot Topics. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.